Welcome to the Three Inns Practice. My name is Justin Wilford. The Three Inns were developed by Jenna Rimmersma, a licensed therapist, an internal family systems level 3 practitioner and author. You can read more about this in the article, but this meditation is really for learning these steps, really drilling them in, getting them into our bones. And then soon enough, you'll be able to do this on your own without listening to the meditation, but it's helpful at the beginning just to listen, relax back, and follow the guidance here. So when you're ready, you can find a comfortable position, close your eyes, bring your awareness inside, and begin with a few deep breaths. So these will just be deep inhales through the nose, long exhales through the mouth. And then when you're ready, you can bring your breath back to a normal, natural pace. And you can begin with the first in, which is notice. So this first step of noticing is really becoming aware of a part that's activated. And so this will be a feeling, a sensation, a thought. There's an obvious emotion here. And oftentimes there won't be something obvious. So it'll just be a sense of agitation, of maybe pressure or tension. So you can begin by just noticing that. Bringing your awareness to it, noticing which part of the body or head it's located in. And you're just noticing, you're just slowing down. You can even say to this feeling, like, I see you, I'm here, you're not alone. So this is just noticing. And this is a crucial step here. It gives us a little bit of space instead of being flooded, overwhelmed, crowded out by this part. We start to turn toward this part and just simply notice it. And I invite you at any time, if you need more time or space, you can pause the recording. As you go deeper inside and really begin to notice what's here. When you start to get a sense for this part, you're really turning toward it, you're noticing it, then you can move to the second N, which is know, K-N-O-W, which is short for, what do you want me to know? What would you like me to know? And so you've noticed this part, you've turned toward it, and now you can ask, what do you want to tell me? What do you want me to know? What do you want to say? And maybe nothing comes back clear. Maybe it's a felt sense. Maybe it's just a sound, a grunt, or a yell, or a cry. Maybe it's just a feeling that it wants to share. So you can slow down and really listen. And then when you get what this part is trying to tell you, what it wants you to know, if it makes sense to you and you get it, then I invite you to reflect that back to this part. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, thank you. I hear you. And if it doesn't make sense, you can ask this part to say more. So can you tell me more? I want to know more. Once it lands for you, once you understand it, it makes sense, then you can let this part know that you get it. And then you can move on to the third N, which is a need. And now you're going to ask the part, What do you need from me? And this is important. The question is not, what do you need from other people? What do you need from the world? What do you need from anyone else? The question is, what do you need from me? And if it's insistent, I need that person, or I need something outside, you can acknowledge that and you can say, but I'm here now. What can I do for you? What do you need from me? And oftentimes the answer will be, I just needed you to hear me. I just need you to be with me. I need you to acknowledge me. I need more space in your system to express these feelings. And then you can make a commitment to do this more often with this part. And then after these three ends, I invite you to bring a hand, one or both hands, to the part of your body or even your head where you're feeling this part. You just let it know, like, hey, thank you. I'm here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for expressing yourself. And I'll be back. And you can do this practice as many times throughout the day. When a part gets activated, when something comes up, you're feeling a big emotion, a feeling or thought loops, you can slow down and come back to this practice. It's pretty short. Doesn't take much time, but it makes a big difference in your system. All right, thanks for joining me for the three ends practice.